On with Mario Lopez.
All right, joining me now in studio, one of the hosts of American Ninja Warrior, Akbar Bajabiamila. How
hey,
are you, man?
I'm doing good, Mario. How you doing?
Always good to see you, brother.
Good.
I'm pretty much nailing your name now, right?
No. It's easy. I can tell because you don't give the eye like, oh boy, I hope I don't mess it up. You just go right into
Akbar
it.
Akbar Bajabiamila. I like any time I get an opportunity to say that. I mean, it's a great name. I'm sure you've explained this 1,000 times, and I know I've asked you, but its origin means what again?
Yeah, it's big man come save me. So it's a Nigerian last name.
By the way, that is a lot of pressure. You happen to be a big man.
Right.
What if you turned out though like 5'2"? That would have been kind of funny. You
know, I might have lied. I might have said that my last name meant small man.
But right, right.
Yeah, really. It's a Nigerian last name. My great-great-grandfather was a 7-footer in the village. And people, whenever they would have issues, they would say, yo, Balajak, Biamila, mean big man, come save me. So that's how I got the last name.
Oh, look at that.
Yeah, so it was a nickname that actually stuck as a last name. But our original last name, get this, Berkeley. I could have been Akbar Berkeley.
Yeah. Akbar Berkeley.
Yeah, that would have been weird.
Wow, I never knew that. That's
yeah,
cool
yeah.
right there.
That would have been weird.
Thanks for sharing that, man. Well, congrats on the show's Emmy nomination. I mean, you guys have been on for how many seasons now?
Yeah, so on NBC, this would be 6 seasons on NBC. We're in our 9th season, though, all together. And it's been cool. Our second Emmy nomination last year was a surprise. Like, whoa, we were able to break through this year. Just like, all right, I can't lie to you. I mean, look, I'm an athlete first, right? I want to win. I mean, is it bad? I want us to win. I mean, I think we put out a great show that people can really relate to. I'm looking at your beautiful kids here.
Thank you.
4 kids at home. And it's cool to be able to sit down and watch something outside of cartoon. Nothing against cartoons.
Right.
But something that we can all enjoy together as a family.
No, I can relate to that, man. It's definitely family friendly. And the Denver and Vegas finals are still to come. Can you give us a little preview?
Well, yeah, Denver is tough. I mean, we just saw Kansas City, and Kansas City was relentless. It was hard. I mean, people were dropping left and right in Kansas City. It was the first time that we've had, you know, where we didn't have a competitor complete. Now we're going into Denver. You don't think that these Denver athletes know what just happened in Kansas City? So they're going to bring their A game. I mean, we've got Megan Martin, who's going to be out there, Brian Arnold, Ian Dory. They're part of the Wolf Pack. They train out there. And the cool thing about Denver is that they are a bunch of rock climbers out there. So they have the upper body strength, which is required. Now, agility is still a part of American Ninja Warriors, so we'll see if they bring their total A game.
And to be able to handle the pressure under the lights. That's what means a lot.
That's the pressure. And like I always say, you can't only just bring your A game, you have to bring the whole dang alphabet.
Whole alphabet. And how many people try out before you find the people who are going to be on TV?
Well, there's 120 athletes that will run in the qualifying run, and then the top 15 will advance, the top 30 will advance to the finals. And then from there, the top 15 from the finals will advance to Las Vegas, which we'll have September 4th. But we have submission videos. This year, we had close to 70,000 submission videos that were sent in.
Look at that.
That's a lot of athletes.
Heck yeah.
And not 70,000 can run it all.
And what types of athletes tend to do the best?
Well, you know what? It used to be where it was just the parkour, the free runners, the guys who could do that. But it's changed now. And I think there's a combination of upper body strength rock climbers. But then it's a personality type. I really do. Like, if you're spooked by the bright lights and pressure, you're not going to last. And I saw a girl like Casey Catanzaro several years ago now, where tiny girl, 5 feet, 95 pounds, didn't have rock climbing background, was a gymnast. And she went out there and just bawled. But she was like zoned in. Like she was just super focused. She could handle it. And so I think you have to have the right to strength to body weight ratio. I don't have that. I worked out. If you look on my Facebook, I was working out with Jesse Graff. And man, she made me look bad. She made me like, my friends were like, man, are you okay, man? I'm like, you weren't looking too hot on that thing. I was like, man, I said, I'm not working out with these ninjas anymore. They're making me look bad. I'm losing cool points.
Hey, so let's talk a little football for a second. Who are you most excited to see this season?
The Oakland Raiders. The Oakland Raiders.
Is that your team or you just like them?
No, well, yes, it is my team. But look, I grew up in Los Angeles. I remember the LA Raiders. I didn't follow football like that. I was a basketball fan. But because it was my first team that I played for, there's this special connection. But because I'm looking in totality, not just as a homer,
sure.
but I'm looking at the Oakland Raiders and looking what they've built up. You look at the Oakland Raiders defense and you look and say they're pretty solid. But I love what they brought in the backfield for the Oakland Raiders. Marshawn Lynch. They didn't have a run game. Latavius Murray was cool, but Marshawn Lynch, I think, is going to bring a whole nother element, which is going to allow them to extend the passing game, and that's going to be crucial.
So when my Chargers beat your Raiders later
that
on.
That won't happen. First off, I know the Chargers.
They're due.
I played for the Chargers as well. Look, I went to San Diego State. I get it. They don't have what it takes to beat the Oakland Raiders. That's the hottest team in the NFL. So if you're asking me for an early prediction, which you didn't, I'm just giving it to
you
right now.
Give it to me anyway.
From the NFC, it's going to be the Dallas Cowboys.
Really?
The Dallas Cowboys.
So Zeke sitting down is not going to hurt him, huh?
No. I think that if you look at what they have in the backfield, they have Darren McFadden, who's plenty capable, and then Alfred Morris. And people forget, Alfred Morris started off hot and never had an issue in Washington. They pushed him off to Dallas, and that was it. But it's not like he wasn't productive. This is a 1,000-yard runner.
No, they got an embarrassment of riches over there, for sure. Okay, so you like them coming out of the NFC. What about the AFC?
The Oakland Raiders.
Oakland Raiders.
And I know everybody wants to
over
go.
Over the Pats and the Steelers, huh?
Over the Pats and the Steelers. And I know everybody wants to go with Bell and Antonio and, you know, Tom Brady. It's easy to do that. But I'm telling you, had Derek Carr not got hurt, I'm telling you, they would have been in the AFC Championship without a doubt.
Okay, we're going to see if they get past my Chargers first.
Stop pushing the Chargers.
God, you laughed right in my face. All right. Well, meanwhile, check out American Ninja Warrior Monday on NBC, and you can follow him on Twitter at @Akbar_Baja.
Yep, that's it.
That's it. Thanks for stopping by, brother. GBAJ. Right on.
On with Mario Lopez.